Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about, we need to be careful with them, baddies. In Chinese, we have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好。
你好。Right, baddies. We don't really want them in our lives, but we need to learn how to differentiate them and how to say them.
Yeah. So, 坏人。
坏人。坏人 means baddie. 坏, that means bad.
Mm.
It's an adjective. 人 is the person. So, 坏, let's pronounce it 坏。
Why?
Why is the fourth tone, and we need to say that as if they are so bad. Why?
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 Why means bad. So,
yeah.
Could be bad person, could be like a food goes bad, or it could be something goes wrong. Why? No good.
Why?
Why?
Mm. So lots of things can be why.
That's right. Lots of things. Yeah. And let's go into that later.
Ren.
Yeah. Ren. Ren is the person. It's the second tone. Ren.
Ren.
Ren, and then it's quite a difficult word to say it. You need to have the z sound.
Actually, that's the sound that I find hardest in Chinese. Even having learned for years, yeah, I still find it really hard to get the kind of z sound.
Mm-hmm.
Ren.
You sound great. So can you share with the tip how to do it?
Ren. It's kind of your mouth almost needs to make a bit of a circle.
Right.
And keep it quite tight, quite close together. Ren. And it's like an R sound, but almost with a tiny bit of a Z in there as well. Zhen.
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 Zhen. Right. So you have to curl your lips as if you were going to whistle. Zhen.
Zhen. Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah. Zhen, it's so important to pronounce that well because it's one of the most frequently used Chinese words.
Yeah.
Person. And if you look at my book, Chinesey, it's a two strokes, basically just like a person walking.
Yeah, so this character is the first one that I learned to recognize.
Okay, yeah.
In Chinese.
Yep. Zhen.
Zhen.
Yeah, it's like an upside down Y. Zhen.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Zhen.
Zhen.
Zhen. So to say baddies, we say 坏人.
坏人.
坏人. And to say goodies, good people,
yep.
People with good heart, we say 好人.
好人.
好. And 好 is the same word as 你好.
你好.
好 is good.
Mm.
So good person, 好人.
好人.
Okay. So 好人 is good person, 坏人 is bad person.
Bad person.
That's right. And then when we say someone has good heart, we say 好心.
好心.
好心. And a person has bad heart, we say 坏心.
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 So a 坏人 has a 坏心.
Yeah, 坏人 has 坏心.
好人 has
好心. That's right. In Chinese, when we want to say someone who is very evil, who only cares about himself or herself at the cost of other people, we say this person has black heart. 黑心.
黑心,
黑心, and then normal, yeah, 黑心, 黑 means black.
Black, okay.
Yeah. Food safety is a big problem in Asia.
Hmm.
And then those people who don't care about other people's health and sell fake food or inferior quality food, then we say they are 黑心.
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 Oh, interesting. You know, in kind of English storybooks when I was young, I remember there would be some stories about pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And a really bad pirate, it would describe them as having a black heart.
Right.
So it's actually the same kind of idea as in the Chinese.
Yeah. Have you ever come across 坏人 in your life?
Have I ever come across 坏人 in my life? Well, most of all, I think in movies.
Okay.
Because it's always a 坏人 in movies. And I always find it quite funny the way American Hollywood films, probably 95% of the time, will pick a British person as the 坏人 in the film. So I was telling my wife about this, telling her to recognize the different accents.
Right.
Because she's from Taiwan. I say, well, when you watch a film and you're wondering where the film's been made, if the 坏人 is British, then it must be an American film. but if the 坏人 is, I don't know, maybe a Russian, then it might be a British-made film. Or if the 坏人 is American, it might be a British-made film.
Right. Now, in the Hollywood, they have a lot of Chinese 坏人. Chinese gangsters
yeah.
in the local Chinatown.
Yeah, that's true.
But But at the same time, in Hong Kong, you can see a lot of British 坏人.
That's true. That's
it's
another
very
place.
Stereotype.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay. 坏 is a very useful word to use. For example, if we say, oh, my iPhone is broken, I can say 坏了.
That's for anything, is it?
Could be
for any object if it's broken.
Could be, yeah. Could be my iPhone, could be the mic, and could be the table, and could be, for example, the food goes bad.
Yep.
坏了. The banana goes bad. 坏了.
Ah, okay. So when you're going out, you say, oh, don't eat the whatever it is, it's 坏了.
That's right. Or you can imagine that the food's been decomposed to the stage that you can't eat. So you say 坏了. Yeah, it's very, very useful. And then when we say, oh, you are so bad, we say 好坏. So 好 is good. But in this case, we actually use that to describe very.
Yeah, that's actually, for people that wouldn't know that, it's quite confusing that you're saying good, bad.
Yeah,
actually, it means very bad.
Depends on the context. It could mean good, bad. 好坏, that means good and bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that means quality.
Yeah.
Good and bad. Yeah. 好坏. But it depends on the context. If I say, hey, Josh, 你好坏, that means you are so bad.
So,
so it doesn't mean that you good or bad.
Yeah.
It means that you so bad. So it's very useful. Next time, tell person you don't like, or if when someone does something you don't like, you can say 你好坏. Or you can say 你是坏人. 是 is is. So
right.
You are 你是. 坏人,
you are a bad guy or a villain.
Yeah, villain. So we don't really say that often in real life, either in Chinese or English. But it's...
Although I think, I'm sure I've heard lots of people say that for a joke. If you play a practical joke on someone, like if you were making a cup of tea and you put salt instead of sugar and they drink it, they say, oh, 你好坏.
Yes.
It's kind of like a joking comeback. But on the flip side, you mentioned 好人, a good person. One thing I know in Asia is that there's a thing called a 好人卡, which means a good person card.
Right, a card to record your track record?
No, so I was told. So usually it's, I think, when a girl wants to break up with a boy, she will give him the colloquial phrase is called a 好人卡. It's like giving a good person card. And what it means is she would say, 你是好人, but...
Right.
And then various reasons about wanting to break up.
Yeah.
So I know that there's this kind of thing about not wanting to be called a 好人, because it's often used as
a
prefix
but.
For breaking up. Yeah, yeah. 你是好人, but something, something, something.
Right, so like a sandwich method, if you want to criticize someone or to tell them the harsh truth, you actually use something really sweet at the beginning and at the end. And the real key point is the middle part. You are such a good person, 好人. However, I still need to break up with you.
Yeah.
And let's stay friends and blah, blah, blah in the future, that type of thing. Okay, 好人卡. That's a good person card.
Yeah.
I don't want to get that.
No.
Right. Thank you very much, Josh, for joining us. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we talk about baddies, 坏人. I hope you don't come across them often in life, because we have more 好人 in real life. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
再见, Josh.
再见, 乔兰.